Jewish man hospitalized for 4 days after brutal attack by pro-Palestinian gang. By Simon Kent on November 8, 2023. A Jewish man spent 4 days in hospital after he was brutally attacked in Sydney, Australia, by a gang of pro-Palestinian supporters. The Australian newspaper reports the incident took place in broad daylight at a children's playground on a quiet suburban street. The victim reportedly saw a poster advertising a Palestinian rally which was half torn down. It was past the event's date and he absent-mindedly tore the rest of it down. Events moved quickly after that, the newspaper detailed. A father at the children's playground saw him do this, came up to him, asked him if he supported Israel, and started threatening him. He said to him, "I will murder you." The Jewish man rang police but they didn't turn up in time. A crowd of pro-Palestinian men and women gathered around him, yelling slurs and insults. He then felt a knock to the back of his head and immediately fell to the ground. As he lay there, unable to move, three men pummeled him, taking turns punching and kicking him. He said he took at least 12 punches to the head and ended up in hospital for 4 days. NSW police have confirmed they are now investigating. The attack on the Jewish man comes almost a month after pro-Palestinian marchers took over the city's streets and descended on the iconic Sydney Opera House. There they held a rally that has since become infamous because of cries chanting "Gas the Jews" were heard amongst others, as Breitbart News reported. The event was held to celebrate Hamas' barbaric massacre of Jews and its simultaneous attacks on Israeli security forces. Earlier in the evening, the same crowd gathered at the Sydney Town Hall where they burned an Israeli flag. The NSW state government warned Jewish people to stay away from the pro-Hamas celebrations. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.